can't sleep.
I'm over here. Oh, hi.
I can't think of hen house or chicken house.
Have you heard it called a coop?
Oh, yeah, I have too.
What do they use around here? What do they use around here?
Safeway, they don't. Or do anybody got any chickens?
Could I have you say chicken coop, please?
Chicken coop.
Thanks. How about, what are the things that you put food in for pigs? What are those called?
Pig trough.
Okay. And if you have more than one, you'd call it?
Two, I guess.
Yeah, but two what?
Tons.
What do you buy nails in?
Paper sack anymore. They used to buy them in a keg.
Okay. And what is the thing that's just a little bit smaller than a keg? But it's the same shape and size?
A barrel, I guess.
Okay.
And I think it's bigger than a keg.
Oh, it is?
I think a barrel's bigger than a keg.
Oh, and I always thought that barrels were smaller.
No, I have like 50-gallon barrels.
Oh, that's right.
5 and 10-gallon kegs.
Okay. You're teaching me so much.
I don't think so.
I think so. What do they call it when they feed the pigs? And what do they keep, the stuff that they put the food in before they put it in the troughs?
Gin in a bucket, I guess, and dip it up.
Okay. In a group of cattle, what is the male called?
Steers, most of the time. Of course, they got bulls in them too. But
would they have certain names to call bulls so that they wouldn't offend ladies when ladies were talking about them?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And what is the kind that you keep for milk?
Milk cows.
And a baby is a
calf.
Calf. How about
et cetera?
How about a male sheep? What is that called?
I think we call them a buck.
Okay. And a female sheep?
You.
What are some different kinds of fowl that you have around here?
What?
Fowl.
Oh, bluebirds and jaybirds and magpies, sage hens. Grouse, if you're lucky. Foul weather.
Lots of foul weather. What do chickens lay?
They're decent to lay eggs. Otherwise, they just lay around and die, I guess.
What is the name for a male hog?
More, I think.
Okay. And what do cowboys ride?
Ride? Three-wheelers anymore.
What they used to ride. What did you ride?
Horses.
And what's a male horse called?
Gelding. Gadneau. No. They call them a... The hell do they call them? Caballo in Spanish. Caballo. It's a caballo and a yegua. A trio. I think that's all. I can think of now. I think they still a trio till they get before or something like that. When they're either a year or what did I say? What?
Caballo,
yeah. Okay. And a Gadneau, that's a stallion.
Gadneau.
I might not say it right.
It sounds good to me. What is a female horse called?
Gadneau. I know Yewa.
Okay, but in English?
It's a damn mare.
Damn mare. What's a bronco?
Supposedly an unbroke horse, but some of them are broncos because they never get broke that good.
Oh, okay.
That's what the word in Spanish means, is wild horse.
So in rodeo, when they say they're having the bucking bronco, those are just horses that have never been broke?
Well, those horses are just trained to buck. I've seen some horses that you could take and punch cows on all day, and I'd get on him and rip the spurs off me, on him and buck me off.
Oh, my goodness.
Quite a fine sense. I've known quite a few horses that are just good cow horses, but they cinched them up and got their spurs in their shoulders. It took a pretty good cowboy to ride them off. But they're kind of unusual. They don't have too many of them. These contractors, they pay high prices for good bucking horses. And they don't let those guys abuse them like they used to. Grab those guys used to.